AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome back to Deer Season Daily, October 15th, 2025. It's going to sound a lot like yesterday's show, most likely. That's why I've kind of dubbed this one Mid-October Blues, because it's that time of year where things don't really change a whole lot, especially when it's 82 degrees outside. And it kind of gets stagnant and things slow down. And you start to wonder if you're doing things the right way or what you're doing wrong and where'd all your bucks go. But don't worry, another week or so and we'll be out of this and we'll be talking about pre-rut stuff, which is exciting. We're going to have to fight through the next week to get there. So today, going to give you a weather and movement prediction. It's, again, not going to change a whole lot from yesterday. I do have a small update on RHO, and then tip of the day that is really important. I think you guys all should remember. So I'm going to talk about all that. Before I get into it, don't forget about our partner for these episodes. That's Rax Big Game Supplements. You can go online to raxmineral.com and check out everything they've got. I think it's some of the best mineral on the market. They've got mineral and protein blocks both available. There's also dealers that you can find on the website and see if you got one in your area. There's going to be some products that are exclusive to dealers too, like the feed, the meal feed, and the pelletized feed. So go check that out. You guys can also subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching there. If you're on any of the audio platforms like Spotify or Apple Podcast, leave us a review and follow us there as well. That really helps. And again, on YouTube, comment. What are you guys seeing out there? Leave it in the comments. Let me know if you're seeing anything, if your bucks have disappeared off camera, if you're having more bucks, but they're all at night. Just let us know in the comments there. I'd be curious to see what you guys are seeing out there. And then RidgeHunterOutdoors.com is our website. And anything on there you find, you can use the discount code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space, and get 10% off of everything in your order. Which takes us right to the RHO update. Not a lot because Blake's video is out. I told you guys about that yesterday. My video is still coming up. I haven't got time to edit it yet. We're going to have some shorts coming out from like the Jared Mills podcast and other things like that. So hopefully those will be good. And you guys will like that. But not a lot of update other than we are having several new bucks show up. Seems like about every night we'll have one or two new bucks show up on camera. Doesn't mean they're staying there. Might mean they're still kind of falling into their range where they're going to be for the next few weeks. That kind of pre-rut phase that's coming up. Nothing huge, but a few we might go after. There's a few good mature deer that we might end up trying to hunt a little bit. But again, it's mostly been at night. We've had a few daytime pictures. I know Blake was just sending some pictures. He's got one mature buck in the daylight. It's not a huge deer by any means, but definitely mature. Got another nice younger buck on camera there. So he's got some new pictures rolling in as well. But that's kind of the update for now. We're starting to see a little bit more activity, but it's all at night. And I'll talk a little bit about that. I'll talk more about that in a little bit and kind of what we're seeing there or what you should expect to see as far as that goes. Talking shop, not much update today. It's hot. People are back to work after the youth season. So not much for you there. We didn't have a ton of deer come in yesterday. What's new? I checked for hunting news. Like I told you guys, I don't know, couple episodes ago, maybe. It's not like really a 24-hour news cycle with this hunting stuff because it's just not really in the news. It's pretty niche as far as who's going to be reading it or whatever. So I didn't find anything new that I thought was incredibly interesting. There was a kind of a common theme of the articles that had come out in the last couple of days, though, and I'm going to talk about that in the tip of the day. So maybe tomorrow we'll get some more news on something there. So that takes us right into weather and movement predictions. And again, this is going to stay the same at least for the next few days, probably. Highs in the low 80s, lows in the high 50s. The mornings, that first hour, I mean, it's getting warm pretty quick. But if you got one on camera or something, maybe you go out there in the morning and have some success. Again, in the evenings, it's going to be super tough because it's going to be hot and sunny this afternoon as well. Pressure is going to stay right around 30.1, which would be awesome if it was like 55 degrees. But it's not, so that doesn't really matter a whole lot. And again, north to northeast winds. We're having a lot of east winds early this season, which our prevailing winds are out of the west. And usually when we have hot weather, it's mostly southwest. But right now, we're having a lot of east-northeast, which is interesting. It's supposed to switch after we get this cold front this weekend, the one-day cold front, and come out of the west-northwest. But for right now, it's sticking north-northeast with not much wind at all. So almost nothing to even consider as far as keeping things cooler anyway. Again, shaded edge of food sources. You can maybe kill a doe doing that. Or back on a ridge that's cool, or down in a bottom of a ridge system or a big draw. That's where Blake's got a camera and a big draw that it's probably about as cool as anywhere right now. So it makes sense that if there's any daylight activity, it's happening there. So if you got something like that, you could maybe hunt. That might be worth trying, but it's really not worth pushing in and blowing anything out just yet, because we're still pretty early. Even though it is mid-October, which is kind of hard to believe that we're already to this point. I mean, it's October 15th, dead middle of the month, basically. It's still early in the whole scheme of things. I mean, you got the best 2 weeks of October yet to happen, and then the full month of November, at least 3 weeks in November before gun season happens. So I wouldn't push in too hard yet and take a chance at blowing something out. Like I said earlier, most of the buck activity we're seeing, aside from that picture from Blake and just a couple others here or there, has been at night. A couple of them have been pretty close to last light, so like they've been on their feet somewhere in the daytime, but who knows how close to bedding. The one of them I'm thinking of right now was right at last light, but that camera's probably pretty close, potentially close to where he's bedding, so he may have just got up out of his bed and picked around in a food plot out there, which he may have been there in the daylight, but he may not have moved very far before dark. And I think that's pretty much the common theme right now. Again, if you're seeing something different, leave it in the comments. I'd love to hear it. But for us, it's been pretty much nighttime movement. So if you're not able to hunt right now, I don't think you're missing a whole lot. So don't get too heartbroken over that. This is a good week to get some stuff done if you need to get stuff done. Build up some brownie points at home on the honey-do list. Get that stuff done so you can take some days away from that here in the next couple weeks and in November. It'd be a great time to do that. Or if you got some does you need to go kill, you can probably still kill them in the evenings. And it's going to be warm, but as long as you kill them and get them taken care of, no issues there with spoiling the meat or anything like that. So that's going to do it for the weather and the movement predictions. On to the tip of the day. And this is a big one. Like it's something that should be obvious, but people still fail to do it every year. And it ends up costing some of them more than others. But if you're hunting in a tree, if you're in a tree at all, wear your harness. Be connected to that tree. The only way I want to have an accident in a tree stand is if the tree falls down. There's a couple stands where I don't have a lifeline going up to the tree, but there's enough limbs and stuff that it would have to be a pretty substantial accident, like something really unforeseen for me to fall out of those and all the way to the ground. But if I'm climbing up sticks, I've definitely got a lifeline other than that one tree that I'm thinking of right now. Ladder stands, you climb up that ladder as soon as you get in the stand, tie into the tree. This is what I was talking about on the news articles that I was seeing. A common theme is hunter safety, hunter safety, hunter safety. And several of them were about hunters being injured in different accidents. Some of them were firearms related, but some of them were related to this. And it's super cheap to get a safety harness. You don't have to get like a top of the line best one. Most tree stands come with them. Those aren't fancy. Sometimes they get tangled up and they can be a pain, but it's a lot less of a pain than ruining your hunting season or multiple hunting seasons or not being able to walk or even worse, dying. It's a lot less of a pain in the butt than that. So always tie yourself into the tree. Always. There's a friend of ours that follows the show pretty closely that had an accident here like beginning of season, and he put it on Facebook. So he ended up breaking, I think, his hip, his shoulder, his elbow, his femur. He's had to have a couple surgeries now. I think he broke his nose too, maybe something else. Like, super bad accident. He's honestly fortunate that he didn't die, and people do die every year from those kind of accidents. So I don't know. I haven't got to talk to him about what exactly happened, but from the post that he put up, I think it had to do with a strap breaking on the stand that he was going up to change. So just keep all that in mind. Like, when you're climbing up there, it's not worth getting hurt. It's not worth not being able to go home to your family. And even worse, it's not worth dying over. I mean, it's just deer hunting, right? Like, we love it. It's what we do, but it is not worth all that stuff just because you didn't put a safety harness on. So please tie into the tree if you guys are hunting out of a tree stand, and be safe when it comes to all your weapons, your firearms, and your bows and stuff like that too. But today, wear your harness. That's the tip of the day. And that's all I got for you. I'll see you guys tomorrow.